Welcome back to Zeeland Stadium. Greg Chandler with you as we get you set for the second half of tonight's ball game between the Zeeland East Chicks and the Forest Hills Central Rangers. 27-7. Chicks lead it at the half. Our high school football coverage brought to you in part by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, Sales Heating and Cooling, Barber Ford, Reliable Sport and Ski, the Zeeland Record, and Westonbrook Outdoor Power. Now the two teams are going through their stretching exercises as is usual. They usually allow a three-minute warm-up period before the start of the second half of tonight's ball game. And don't forget to join us for Hope College football action tomorrow from Ray and Sue Smith Stadium. I think I've got it down now. No longer Howland Municipal Stadium. The Flying Dutchman take on the Wisconsin Lutheran Warriors, a former MIAA associate member, now in the Northern Athletics Conference. And this is actually part of a series now that the MIAA and the Northern Athletics Conference, they have a challenge series now where the schools in the MIAA play the member schools of the NAC. This is the second year of a four-year agreement. And this year, all the MIAA teams are going to be home tomorrow. Now, last year, the Northern Athletics Conference schools were the host schools. The MIAA was 2-5 last year with Kalamazoo and Adrian getting the victories. Join Flying Dutchman football action tomorrow with Ron and Jerry beginning at 12:40 on the Lake Shores, 92.7 The Van. And don't forget Detroit Lions football coming up on Sunday as the Lions take on the Redskins and maybe possibly former Howland Christian standout Kirk Cousins in the nation's capital. Join Dan Miller and Jim Brandstatter for the play-by-play beginning at around noon right here on 1450 WHTC. Yeah, there was a hot rumor going on around Washington this week that maybe Robert Griffin III might get pulled as the Redskins' starting quarterback in favor of Cousins. Now, Zeeland East is going to kick off to start the second half, and Avery Echols tees the ball up at the 50-yard line. Apparently, there was a penalty, and I'm not quite sure what the story is, and Echols just sent the kick out of the end zone. But it looks like East is going to tee up from the 50 instead of the 40. Well, that's kind of an interesting development. Echols has already knocked a couple of kickoffs out of the end zone tonight. Again, we have two high school football games for you next weekend. We'll be at West Ottawa next Friday night for the battle between the Panthers and the Rockford Rams, and we'll be back here in Zeeland a week from tomorrow for the game between Zeeland West and Wayland. Okay, they go back to the 40. I stand corrected. Echols is going to kick off. Zeeland East is in the brown uniforms with gold trim on the shoulder pads, gold helmets. Forest Hills Central in the white unis, green numerals, green helmets, and a little bit of silver trim on the shoulder pads. Corey Westra, 3 touchdowns in the first half for Zeeland East and 200 yards rushing unofficially. Otulski and Euchre standing at the 5-yard line of Forest Hills Central awaiting Echols' kick. The second half kickoff brought to you by the Hop in of Fenville. Text HOP to 80373 for specials. The kick is bobbled at the 1 and getting hammered at about the 10 is Euchre. I'm going to refrain from saying just a bit outside. Much to the chagrin of Corey Olson, who's sitting next to my right, Corey Olson covering the game tonight for MLive.com. Euchre bobbled that kick, and by the time he got some momentum going, the Zeelandese coverage team was down there and ready. Forest Hills Central comes right up to the line of scrimmage. It looks like Miller's going to continue to go on at quarterback. Walker is back in the ballgame. He did a pretty good job running the football, but he did not play the last couple of series of the first half, and I'm not quite sure why. Walker. Well, Miller's going to keep it himself. Actually, that's Nutter in the ballgame at quarterback. Nutter gets to the outside. He's to the 15, out close to the 20. So Johnny Nutter, who caught the touchdown pass in the first half as a wide receiver, is now operating as the quarterback. We mentioned earlier that both Nutter and Nutter and Kuiper, or rather Miller, have gone at quarterback. So this time Nutter is in the ballgame at quarterback. Gain of 9 on the first play. Actually, they gave him a first down out to the 20. Trips right the formation this time.
Nutter is in the gun. They walk a linebacker up from the outside. The give is to Walker up the middle, and Walker goes nowhere. Walker went right up the middle, and there was a brown wall waiting for him. Noah Brown. And Corey Westra on the stop. They'll give Walker one on the play. Up to the 21, second and nine. Just underway second half. Chicks up in front 27-7. In case you're wondering about the Ducks, the last score we had was 14-0 over Cedar Springs. Haven't had an update in a while. Single back in the backfield. This time they're going to run a straight sweep with Nutter to the outside. Nutter hemmed in, breaks one tackle, and he gets snowed under at about the 23. And did the ball come out? Zeeland East is signaling a fumble. Bellis had the initial penetration for the Chicks, and there were about three other guys that cleaned up the play. And the officials try and unpile. Zeeland East says they've got the football. And no. They're gonna say Forest Hill Central got the ball back. So Nutter picks up a couple. Third, and we'll call it seven from the 23. Well, the chicken coop, the Zealandese student section off to my right here, and they are very colorfully dressed tonight. They are wearing neon-colored shirts. A lot of them are wearing tutus, even the guys. Don't ask me to explain. Third and seven Rangers from their 23. Two receivers on either side. Nutter the quarterback with Walker in the backfield. Snap nearly got away from Nutter. Nutter under pressure, steps up in the pocket, now gets to the outside, throws downfield, and it's incomplete. Intended for Kuiper. Down there on the coverage for Zeeland East was Chandler Smith, who had the pick six earlier in the ballgame. Now, Miller's more of a drop-back passer. Nutter is a little more mobile. It'll be fourth down. And Dave Reiser, who has been busy tonight punting the football, is back out there again. Jacob Gregory awaits the kick at the Zealandese 45, so the Chicks should get decent field position out of this. Flags hanging limp. It has not affected the punting game at all tonight. Here's pressure coming from the outside. Reiser gets it away. It's a good kick, and it bounces at the 35 down inside the 20, and Gregory's going to pick it up. Gregory makes one man, and this comes up the near sideline, and he gets taken down at around the 30. So a nice kick by Reiser. That's going to go down as about a 57-yard boot. But a good return by Gregory, and the Chicks will have it for their first possession of the second half from their 30-yard line. Dan Pohanka comes out to lead the Chicks offense. He's gone most of the way at quarterback. He's a junior. Dylan Dykstra has been in at times at quarterback. Remember, Spencer Veening out of the ball game with an injury. He was injured last week against Hudsonville, but the Chicks have really not missed him. Two receivers on either side. Pohanka, the quarterback. The give up the middle to Westra, and Corey gets out to about the 32. Westra with a big first half. Parker Tillman and Nick Sielecki on the stop. Gain of two. 8:55 to go in the third. 27-7, Zeeland East in the lead. Here come the Chicks up the line. Two receivers right, single receiver left. Two running backs in the backfield this time. Caleb Veening joins Westra with Pohanka in the gun. The give is to Wester on a sweeper on right end, and he gets swallowed up. That's going to be a loss back inside the 30. Great penetration by Forest Hill Central on that play. I think that was Van Vossen coming through that time. Alec Van Vossen, the senior defensive lineman. So it'll be third and 10 for the Chicks. Pohanka gets the play from Coach Pennington. Zeeland East ranked number three in the state coming into tonight's ballgame in Division III. Two running backs in the backfield, two receivers left, single receiver right. Pohanka in the gun.
The give is to Westra. Actually, Caleb Eaton's got it. He's out to the 35, tries to fight his way forward. There's a flag thrown into the pileup, and Caleb never went down. That might be a face mask. They stopped him at about the 36. The umpire comes over to talk to the referee. And face mask is indeed the call. That's going to give Zeeland East a first down. There were about four guys trying their darndest to try to drag Caleb Veening down, and Caleb just would not go down, and one of them got up in his face mask. It's a 5-yard penalty, and that gives Zeeland East a first down. Well, Caleb Veening had a couple of touchdowns in the Holland Christian game in week one. Chicks will go with two receivers on either side on first and 10 from their 41. Pohanka is in the gun. Pohanka, quick pass on the outside to Gregory. Gregory is taken down right at the line of scrimmage. That was Walker on the stop that time. Chicks haven't thrown a lot, and quite frankly, they haven't had to. I think that was Pohanka's fifth pass of the ball game. Dykstra threw one, and that got picked off. Second and 10, Chicks from their 41. Two receivers on either side. Wester's in the backfield this time. And the give is to Wester, and Corey went nowhere. Now the middle of that Forest Hills line was ready for him. Krieger and Tillman on the stop. So it'll be third and 10. And the Chicks, well, they're just content to run clock right now. They've got a 20-point lead, 6.5 minutes to go in the third. And their defense is playing really well. They'll go trips left this time. They'll have Gregory in the slot on the left. Watch for a quick screen on the left here. Pohanka's in the gun. The give is up the middle to Westra. Westra to the 45, Westra to the 47 before being dragged down by Josh Lamica. It'll be fourth down and seven, or fourth and three, rather. Think of a seven on the play. Dykstra comes out, and this could be either a pass or a punt. Dykstra lines up as if it's a regular formation. Now he'll drop back a couple of steps to punt. Here comes the rush. Dykstra gets the kick away, and it's a booming kick. Walker comes up, fields it at the 20. Walker to the outside. He's to the 30. Walker to the 35. Walker to the 40, and dragged down at the 44. There is a flag back at the 30. This is probably going to come back. So Zach Walker with a nice return, but I'm afraid that's going to be for naught. The officials confer. Looks like they're going to pick the flag up. They're going to mark it at the 43 of Forest Hills Central. Not quite sure what happened on that play there with the flag. But the Rangers will have it at their 43, 5:27 to play in the third, 27-7, Zeeland East in the lead. Two receivers on either side. Nutter's in the game at quarterback, taking over for Miller. Four-man front for East. The give is to Walker. No, Nutter's going to keep it. He bounces off one man, tries to get to the outside, and he has his feet go out from underneath him at about the 43 as Kalen Barton had him in his sights. Loss of a yard on the play, back to the 42, second and 11. Nutter opened the game at wide receiver, and Miller was playing quarterback, but now Nutter is playing at quarterback, and Miller's out of the ball game. Walker is to the right of
Exteed now switches to the left of Nutter. Two receivers on either side. Walker can't decide which side he wants to go on. Nutter takes. Back to throw. Whitzine now rolls out to his right. He's going to keep it himself. He's to the 45 to midfield. He's going to have a first down to the 47-yard line of Zeeland East. Before Caleb Vini brought him down, along with Austin Bellis. Well, they mark it right at the 47. That's right at the sticks. They may need a measurement. I thought maybe he had the first down clearly, but I'm not sure. They are gonna measure. And where the ball's marked is right near the Zealandese sideline, and so they're gonna have to bring the chains all the way across the field to measure. At the end of three at Comerica Park, Tigers 7, Chicago White Sox 1. Will get you out to Comerica Park after this one is over. They bring the chains in and they stretch them out, and it's first down by the nose of the football, actually by the length of the football, for the Forest Hills Central Rangers. Good job by Nutter that time, flushed out of the pocket and able to tuck in and run. He gives Forest Hills Central a little bit of an extra dimension that Miller does not give them, the ability to run. So Forest Hills Central trying to get back in this ball game. 4:30 to go in the third, 27-7, Zeeland East in the lead. Two receivers on either side, Nutter in the gun with Walker to his left. Nutter's going to keep it, and Nutter's going to be hit for... Matt Brown broke through for the Chicks that time. That's about his third tackle for loss tonight, where he's just come untouched and dropped the carrier for a loss. Loss of three. Second and 13 for Forest Hills Central at midfield. Nutter gets the play from the sideline. Looks over a four-man Zealandese front. He's got two receivers on either side. Back to throw, Nutter. Swings toward the sideline. Pass is, it is caught at the 44. Boy, he threw that one into double coverage, but it was caught by Dylan Otulski, the sophomore wide receiver. We'll call it a gain of six to the 44. It'll be third and 7 for Forest Hills Central. Big play coming up for Forest Hills Central. They need to put some points on the board, and soon. Two receivers on either side. Walker lines up to the right of Nutter, who's in the gun. Nutter studies the defense. Gets the snap, back to throw, gets pressure, flushed out of the pocket. Nutter's going to keep it. He's to the 40. Toward the sideline, he's going to have a first down to around the 36, maybe the 35. Nutter was flushed out of the pocket by the rush, but there was nobody for the outside contain that time, and Nutter was able to find the opening and get that first down, gain of 9. So right now, the most effective play for Forest Hills Central is Nutter going back to pass and then tucking and running. 2:42 left to play in the third quarter. Walker lines up to the right of Nutter. Again, they spread the field with two receivers on either side. Nutter is back to throw. They set a wide receiver screen up. He's down to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 20, down to the 18-yard line. And did we get a flag at the end of the play? Otulski on the wide receiver screen. That was beautifully set up by Forest Hills Central. It's that little slip screen where they bring the wide receiver underneath, and Nutter did a nice job of getting the ball to him, and a good run after the catch by Otulski. Gain of 17, first down Forest Hills Central, so the Rangers are in the red zone trying to get back within two scores. 2:25, the clock running here in the third. Nutter tells his offensive lineman what the play is after getting the signal from Coach Rogers. Walker lines up to the left of Nutter. They go trips left this time. And Nutter faked the give to Walker, and he had the ball in Walker's belly for what seemed to be an eternity before he finally pulled it out. And then Walker, and then Nutter picked up a couple yards down to the 15.
Ball to the 15.
Second and seven. Bellis comes into the ball game for Zeeland East after sitting out the last play. 1:33, 1:32 to go in the third. Forest Hill Central wants to get in the end zone before the end of this quarter to get within two touchdowns. Nutter looks over the East defense, gets the snap, back to throw, throws for the left corner of the end zone, and it is almost intercepted. I didn't see who the intended receiver was, but that was Seth Nyberg on the coverage. Seth had three picks against Holland Christian in the season opener, and he almost got one there. Third and seven, Forest Hill Central. They have it at the Zeeland East 15. The clock stops with 1:21 to play in the third. Nutter looks over the East defense. He's got two receivers on the left, two on the right. Back to throw. They set a screen up. It is caught by Walker. Walker down to the 10. Walker stumbles to the 5. If he had kept his feet, he would have gone in. He had his feet taken out from underneath him at about the 8 and stumbled forward to the 5. But it's going to be first down and goal to go for Forest Hill Central. They'll have it at the Chicks 5 as we tick down close to a minute to play in the third. Now, Forest Hill Central has put together a very nice drive. They started back at their 43 after the punt return. Two receivers on the right, single receiver left. They give us to Walker. Walker around the left side. Walker's got the corner. He will go in and score. Touchdown, Forest Hill Central. So Zach Walker goes in from 5 yards out for the touchdown with 49.4 seconds to play in the third quarter. And that cuts the Zeeland East lead to 27-14, or 27-13, extra point upcoming. Extra point upcoming. Dave Reiser on for the conversion. The holder is Brett Miller, the quarterback. And Forest Hill Central doesn't have enough guys on the field to try the extra point. Now they got one guy hustling out there. Here's a snap. Kick on the way. Block. It got absolutely snuffed. It was Devin Butler, the wide receiver, coming from the corner that time, and he snuffed the extra point kick by Dave Reiser. 49.4 seconds to go in the third at Zeeland East 27, Forest Hill Central 13. Back after this 30-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC. And back here at Zeeland Stadium, fourth quarter action underway. Zeeland East leading 27-13 over Forest Hill Central. You're wondering about the other Zeeland team? Zeeland West is rolling tonight, 42-0. Ducks lead at Cedar Springs, that game at the end of three quarters. And that means they got the running clock going up there in Cedar Springs right now in the land at the Red Flannel Festival. Second and four for Zeeland East from its 43, up by 14. Two tight ends in the ball game. Pohanka the quarterback with two running backs, one on either side of him. The give to Westra up the middle. Corey out to the 45. Corey plows his way ahead. He's close to a first down. He'll be a yard short. Josh Lamica on the stop for Forest Hill Central. The mark just over the 45. We'll give him two on that play. Third and a long yard to go. And East really in not much of a hurry here. Again, two running backs in the backfield. Single receiver split wide right. Pohanka in the gun. Dan takes, gives it to Westra up the middle. He's got the first down out to the 47, maybe the 48. Well, that was just Wester running between the tackles that time. Westra's strength is usually on the outside, but he's showing tonight that he can run between the tackles as well. His third touchdown was actually a straight dive up the middle, and he broke free for a 74-yard run right before halftime. First and 10 Chicks from their 48, so they get a new set of downs. Veening and Westra in the backfield with Bohanka. And Forest Hill Central crowding the front right now with six guys, and looks like they're going to bring a linebacker as well. They give it to Westra on the outside, and Westra gets to midfield, and they're trying to strip him of the football, and Corey's not having any part of it. Alec Van Vossen on the stop for the Rangers. You look on the side of the Forest Hill Central helmets. It's a familiar logo, although it's a variation of a famous logo. If you're familiar with the Montreal Canadiens logo, the big wide C, well, the Forest Hill Central logo is that same C, except you have the letters FH instead of CH. Second and eight for the Chicks from midfield. Looks like they're going to bring a safety this time. The give is to Bellis, who's now in the ballgame in the backfield. And Austin picks up a couple into Forest Hill Central Territory at the 48. That'll bring up third and six. We tick down toward 10 minutes remaining, 27-13 Zeeland East. The Chicks relying on the big play tonight. Three long Corey Wester touchdown runs and a Chandler Smith pick six. Here come the Chicks. Two tight ends in the ball game, two running backs in the backfield. Devin Butler is the lone receiver. He split wide left. Bohanka, 5 yards behind center, awaits a snap from Compagner. He hands it off to Bellis. Bellis has an opening on the left side. He's going to have a first down inside the 40. Bellis found an opening and scooted right on through and took it down to the 38-yard line. So a gain of 11, we'll call it 11. They mark it at the 39. So Bellis picks up a big first down, and the Chicks continue to wind that clock up. Westra and Bellis in the backfield with Bohanka on first and 10 from the Forest Hill Central 39. The Rangers have five guys along the front and four linebackers up close. Give us to Westra. And Corey didn't get a whole lot. I don't think he got anything. No gain on the play. So it'll be second and 10. Derek Pennington sends the play in with Dan Pohanka. Well, this is a methodical drive for the Chicks. They've already had it for over 3 minutes here. Butler will split out wide to the right. Now they have a wing on the left this time. And Wester, I think, is the guy lined up on the wing. Now they send Butler in motion, and Butler, oh, keeping it is the quarterback, Bohanka. Bohanka's down to the 30, down to the 25, down to the 22. Well, they brought Butler in motion. They faked the inside reverse, and Bohanka kept it, and Dan took it down inside the 25, down to the 22. That's a gain of 16. First time we've seen that look tonight from the Chicks. So another first down. And I would say if East puts it in here, that you can put that one in the win column. Two running backs in the backfield for the Chicks. It's Bellis along with Westra. Bohanka the quarterback. Dan takes, gives it to Westra. Westra tries to sweep the right end. Westra down to the 20, down to the 18. Before being brought down by Patrick Donovan and Parker Tillman. So that'll make it second down, and we'll call it five. They mark it at the 17, so a favorable spot for Corey that time. Unofficially, 219 yards for Corey Wester tonight and three touchdowns. Second and five Chicks from the 17 of Forest Hill Central. 7:20 left, the clock continuing to roll. Pohank is in the gun. He's got a single receiver on the right side. Forest Hill Central sends a couple guys. Here's Bellis up the middle, and he got nothing. Well defended by the Rangers that time. Hans Dessereau on the stop, the senior linebacker. Now they'll give him to the 16, game of one. Avery Echols practicing his kicks on the sideline. They may call on him for a field goal here if they don't pick up this first down. They are within his range. He had a 40-yard field goal against Holland Christian in week one. Single running back in the backfield. They send Butler in motion, and Butler is going to get the handoff on the reverse. Butler to the 15. Butler to the 10. He will go into the end zone for the score, but hold everything. There's a flag back at the line of scrimmage. I think this is going to come back. Butler on the inside reverse goes 16 yards to Pater, but this is going to come back. The flag was thrown right as Butler was getting ready to turn the corner. Holding is the penalty against Zeeland East. That was a relatively easy one to call. So the penalty will take it back to about the 28 of the Rangers. So that's going to set up a third, and we'll call it 15. They need they need somewhere between the 12 and the 13 for the first down. Kohanka brings the play in from Coach Pennington. And what a job Derek Pennington has done as head coach at the of the Zeeland East Chicks. Two tight ends in the ball game, two running backs in the backfield. Kohanka is in the gun, 5 yards. Under center. The give is to Westra. Westra tries to turn the corner. Can't do it. In fact, he's going to lose yardage back to the 30. Desereaux along with Josh Kuiper and Scott Seibel on the stop. It'll be fourth, and we'll call it 18 back at the 30. And they're out of Avery Echols' range, I think, now. But still... Zeeland East has had the football a full half a quarter. We have 6 minutes to go. East has had the ball the entire quarter. Here come the Chicks. Two running backs in the backfield. Bellis and Westra. Pohanka the quarterback. Pohanka takes. He's going to drop back to throw. He's going to air it out deep for Butler. Butler down the sideline, and it's going to be incomplete. Butler was well covered that time, and... I think the Zeeland East faithful wanted an interference call, but the Forest Hills Central secondary had that play well covered. So Forest Hills Central will take over, but they only have 5:39 left to play. And Forest Hills Central scored with 49 seconds to go in the third, so you figure Zeeland East just spent 7 minutes on that last drive. That is a killer if you're Tim Rogers. They got 5:39 to score twice. Nutter brings them up. They have it at their 30. Nutter's got Walker to his left. Twin receivers on the right and twins on the left. The give is to Walker. Walker tries to get the corner. Walker to the 30, out to the 33. Austin Bellis on the stop for the Chicks. Pick up a 3 for Walker. Walker had a touchdown on the last possession for Forest Hills Central, a 5-yard run. Clock running, 5:15 to go. Forest Hills Central has all three of its timeouts left. Twins to either side. Four-man front for the Chicks. Nutter looks over the defense, gets the snap, back to throw. Wide receiver screen and getting dropped for a loss back to the 31-yard line. That was Otulski, and Bellis was right there to nail him. Well, they had, on the last series, they very well executed that wide receiver screen, but Bellis was ready that time, and he dropped Otulski for a loss. They mark it back at the 32, so it'll be third, and we'll call it 8. The first down marker just past the 40. Under 5 minutes remaining. Two receivers on either side. Nutter in the gun. Nutter takes. Wittheim throws over the middle, over the receiver's head, and it should have been intercepted. Seth Nyberg had a shot at it, and he probably should have had it. And it was right in the breadbasket. That's going to bring up a fourth down, and With 4:53 to go, I got to think Tim Rogers is going to go for it here on fourth down, even though it's on his own side of the field. They got to get two scores. And they are going to go for it. Nutter has two receivers on either side. Chicks with a four-man front. It looks like they walk a linebacker up. Now they drop them back. Nutter back to throw. Pressure coming. Nutter rolls out to his right. Rolling. He's going to air it out deep. Got a man down there, and it is broken up, but we got flags everywhere. This is going to be pass interference on Zeelan East. It was intended down to the 33-yard line, intended for, I believe that was intended for Otalski. And the defender for Zeelan East clearly was obstructing the receiver's ability to get to the football. So it's going to be a penalty against Easton, which is going to give Forest Hills Central a first down. And the penalty will move it to the 46 of Zeelan East. So Forest Hills Central still with a pulse, down by two scores with all fours on the clock, Ron Weatherby. Actually, they mismarked the spot. They bring the ball back to the 48-yard line of Forest Hills Central after the penalty. Two receivers on either side. Nutter is in the gun. He's gone all the way in the second half. Nutter back to throw, and we got more dirty laundry. This is going to be a legal procedure, I think, against the Rangers. So they'll mark it back at the 43 after the penalty. First and 15 for Forest Hills Central. Zeelan East opens its conference play next week against Grand Rapids Union. Now the Rangers get the play from the sideline. Nutter is in the spread with two receivers, two on the left, two on the right. Back to throw, Nutter. Nutter's going to air it out deep for Walker. Walker stretches out, can't haul it in. Well, Walker made a heck of an effort to try to grab it down around the 30, but could not hang on as he stretched out. Nyberg on the coverage along with Chandler Smith for the Chicks. So now it will be second and 15 on the 43. Nutter in the gun. Looks over the four-man Zeelan East defense. He's got two receivers on either side. Back to throw Nutter. Nutter throws left side, and it is underthrown. It was intended for Josh Kuiper down around the 35-yard line. And once again, Nyberg and Smith on the coverage for the Chicks. So it'll be third and long. Now, Forest Hills Central running out of time. 4:32 to play. 27-13. Zeelan East scored all of its points in the first half. Walker has been operating out of the slot on the last few possessions for Forest Hills Central after being the featured running back most of the ball game. Nutter takes. Nutter gets pressure from the outside. Flushed out. Rolls to his right. Nutter's going to take it upfield, and he will go out of bounds at the 45, and he got hit out of bounds. We're going to get another penalty against Zeelan East. Nutter was out of bounds, and he got nailed right at the Forest Hills Central bench, and the officials were right there to throw the flags. 4th quarter score now. It is still 21-0 West Ottawa over Kanawha Hills. Personal foul, the penalty against Zeelan East. So a couple of penalties giving Forest Hills Central first downs. So the Chicks are giving Forest Hills Central a little bit of life here. 4:25 to go. Two receivers on either side. Nutter is the quarterback. Looking over the front, a four-man front. The give is to Collins. It looks like he's down inside the 40, down to the 36. Pickup of six. Check that. That was Tyler Lamica, the younger brother of Josh Lamica, the linebacker. And Forest Hills Central quickly up to the line on second and five from the 36. Nutter, the quarterback, gets the snap, drops back to throw, gets pressure from the outside, throws, and it is incomplete. Otulski was the intended receiver, and Bellis was over there on the coverage for the Chicks. It's now Zeeland West 56, Cedar Springs nothing. That game late in the fourth quarter, so the Ducks, who are ranked number 5 in Division 3, the Chicks are number 3, about to go to 3-1, heading into the game with Wayland next weekend, which we will be here for a week from tomorrow. Nutter takes on third down. What time? Throws, slant pattern, and is behind his receiver. He wanted Walker. The pass was clearly behind him. And it will be fourth down and 5 to go for the Rangers from the 36 of Zeeland East. 3:51 remaining. And Forest Hills Central trying to stay alive in this ball game. Two receivers on either side, and we're going to get a timeout here taken by the Rangers. Tim Rogers wants to make sure they get this play right. Let's take a quick 30-second break, Adam Prince. 3:51 to go, 27-13 Zeeland East. You're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC. Fourth down and 5 coming up for Forest Hills Central from the Zeeland East 36. 3:51 remaining, 27-13 Zeeland East in the lead. Johnny Nutter brings him up. He's in the gun. He's got two receivers on either side. Nutter back to throw. Slant pattern. Left side. Got a receiver. Down the middle. He's to the 15, the 10, the 5, down to the 2. Josh Kuiper on the slant pattern, and he got some inside separation there, and he almost took it to the house. It's a 34-yard gain down to the 2. So first and goal to go Forest Hills Central, so the Rangers not going away. Now, Derek Pennington told us this was a good ball club, and they have shown signs of life here in the second half. Here's the give up the middle to the running back, Collins, and did he get in? He does. Touchdown, Forest Hills Central. Tyler Lamica actually was the ball carrier, and he goes in for the score with 3:36 to play. And it's now 27-19 in favor of Zeeland East. So a nice drive by Forest Hills Central, but assisted by a couple of costly penalties by the Chicks. Riser on for the extra point. Low snap. Kick on the way. It's blocked again. And again, Butler was there. I think Weston was in the neighborhood, too. So for the second consecutive possession, the Chicks blocked the extra point kick, but it's a one-possession ball game. 27-19, Zeeland East with 3:36 to go. Back after the 60-second break, you're listening to High School Football on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and Well, Zeeland East was prepared for an onside kick, and the kicker, Scholl, ended up sending it deep on an angle, and it was actually in a spot where Forest Hills Central almost got down there and recovered it inside the Zeeland East 10-yard line. The Chicks do get it, but they're going to have it deep in their own territory at their 7 with 3:36 left to go. That was a dangerous kick that time. A dangerous play for the Chicks, and all of a sudden what was a 20-point lead is down to 8. And this one isn't over yet. Two tight ends in the ball game for Zeeland East. The give is to Westra up the middle. Westra fights his way out past the 10 to the 11. And you can bet that number 28 is going to get the football pretty much from now on. Westra picked up 3. They'll give him to the 10. 3:18 left to go. Three timeouts left for Zeeland East. 2-for-4 is still Central. Pohanka gets the play from the sideline. Now, this is a big series. If East can pick up a first down, they can at least take the clock down to maybe about a minute and a half left. Forest Hill Central needs a stop. Two running backs in the backfield. Two tight ends in the ballgame. Bohanka's the quarterback. They walk a linebacker up. The give to Westra. And Westra goes nowhere. And Forest Hill Central is going to spend their second timeout with 2:52 remaining. It is 27-19, Zeeland East over Forest Hill Central. Educational athletics start in a healthy environment. As much attention needs to be given to the four H's, head, heart, history, and hydration, as well as the X's and O's. Visit the MHSAA website and click on education for a variety of resources to make you better aware of school sports health issues, including links to free online courses on hydration and concussions. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics, and the Holland Station's West Communications. Don't forget to join us after the game. We're going to have the Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital post-game show and the Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. And you'll be able to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza Sports and Grill. And Corey Westra was shaken up on that last play. He is walking off under his own power, which is good to see. They're already playing without Spencer Veeney tonight. The Chicks could ill afford to lose Corey Westra as well. Westra with three long touchdown runs in the first half. 50, 67, and 74 yards. He has over 200 yards rushing tonight. But he's going to have to sit this one out. It's third and seven for the Chicks. They have it at their 10-yard line. Now, Zeeland East are having a tough night with their running backs. Bellis has been operating in the secondary, and he's in the ballgame right now. Third down and seven. Pohanka in the gun. Pohanka's going to drop back to throw. Gets pressure. In trouble. He's going to be sacked. Back at the 3-yard line. Boy, I was surprised with that one. But, boy, oh, boy, Forest Hill Central brought the pressure that time. Josh Lamica with the sack. And Forest Hill Central is going to take time with 2:45 to go. And Zeeland East is in a position where they're going to have to punt from the edge of their back of the end zone here. They have got to be careful here. Forest Hill Central takes its last timeout with 2:45 to play. Let's take a 30-second break. It's 27-19 Zeeland East over Forest Hill Central. You're listening to high school football on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Dylan Dykstra in punt formation, deep in his end zone. Forest Hill Central is going to get great field position out of this. Dykstra gets the kick away. It's going to be fielded by Atulski at the Zeeland East 40. So Atulski outside the numbers at the 30, down to the 26-yard line. So Forest Hill Central, with 2:36 remaining in the ballgame, is just 26 yards and a two-point conversion away from tying this ballgame up. It was 27-7 at the half. The Chicks led it, but Forest Hill Central has come back in the second half. A touchdown run by Walker and a touchdown run by Tyler Lamica. And Forest Hill Central, well, they've got a real shot here. Of course, Forest Hill Central was down in scoring range last week against East Kentwood. And they were a pick six away from pulling out a win. Nutter in at quarterback, gets the snap, back to throw, gets flushed out, will take it upfield, now goes to the outside, throws, he's got a receiver down to the 20, down to the 15, down inside the 10. We have two flags thrown. So this is probably going to come back. On the field. I didn't catch the receiver. It's kind of hard to see the numbers from how far away that is. But there are two flags down. I think they were probably for the same offense, and the Forest Hill Central players are walking backwards, so this is probably going to go on the Rangers. Illegal block is the penalty against the Rangers. So once they mark it off, it'll probably be around the 18 or 19-yard line. They put it at the 17. So it will be first and two. Yes, that's right. I said first and two. Two receivers on either side. Nutter's gone all the way in the second half. He's got Lamica in the backfield with him. And Lamica's got the football. He's got a first down inside the 15, down to the 13. Tyler Lamica, the sophomore who scored on the last possession, took it down. They'll mark it at the 12. Gain of 5. First down, 2:12 left. They stop the clock to set the chains. Forest Hills Central with it. Trying to drive toward a potential tying score. Chicks bring a linebacker. Practice throw Nutter. Slant pattern. And the pass is off the hands of the receiver. Kuiper was open down at the 4 and couldn't hang on. It was a high pass, but certainly a catchable ball, and he could not hang on to it. Clock stopped with 1:57 left. Second and 10, Forest Hills Central. They have it at the Zeeland East 12. 27-19, Chicks with the lead. Trying to hang on. Forest Hills Central goes 3 receivers left, single receiver right. Nutter is in the gun. Nutter takes, gives it to Lamica. Lamica bounces off one man, bounces off another man, and wait a minute, they whistle the play dead. There's a flag down. And that means probably a legal procedure. Which it is. So second and 10 just became second and 15. Back to the 17-yard line, 1:53 to go. Nutter is the quarterback. He's got Lamica lined up on his right, two receivers on either side. Nutter takes with time. Throws left corner of the end zone. Got a man out there, and it is incomplete. We got flags. It was intended for Zach Walker in the corner of the end zone. The Zeeland East defender had him covered, and in the opinion of a couple of officials, too well covered. It's going to be pass interference against Zeeland East. That's going to be half the distance to the goal, I believe. It's not an automatic first down, though. They've changed the rule on that. They mark it at the 8. It's second down. Second and 6 to go. They go trips right, single receiver left, 1:40 left. Chicks up by 8. Nutter in the gun. Gives it to Lamica. Lamica to the 5. Bounces off one man. He launches. He is in for the touchdown! Tyler Lamica goes in from 8 yards out with 1:34 to play. And Forest Hills Central is a 2-point conversion away from a tie. What a comeback by the Forest Hills Central Rangers here in the second half. So it's now 27-25, Zeeland East, 1:34 left. Forest Hills Central will obviously go for 2 in the tie. And boy, those 2 extra point block kicks by the Chicks loom large right now. And now the Zeeland East fans make some noise. Now, this is a look we haven't seen tonight. They go straight T formation here on the 2-point try, and the tight end moved. The tight end for Forest Hills Central jumped, so the 2-point try will come from the 8-yard line, not the 3. That could be huge. That really changes everything for Forest Hills Central. When you're on the 3, you can run the ball, but when you're on the 8, you almost have to go to the air. That really changes, really limits your play calling. So Tim Rogers sends the play in. They actually do huddle up this time. Now they break it. Johnny Nutter, the quarterback. This is for the tie. 2 receivers on either side. Nutter looks over a 4-man Zeeland East front. They bring a linebacker on the outside as if to come on a blitz. Running out is Nutter. He's in trouble. He's going to be sacked. He somehow throws it up in the air, and it is It is incomplete. That was Caleb Beeney, I believe, coming on the blitz that time. And Nutter was able to heave the ball up in the air, but it did not have a chance at all. The Zeeland East defense holds. It is 27-25 Chicks with 1:34 to play. So now you got to figure an onside kick is coming here for Forest Hills Central. Now, Forest Hills Central has really outplayed Zeeland East here in the second half. And they were down 20 points at the half. And without those extra points, they might be in the lead. West Ottawa's extended their lead over Kennewa Hills. Jared McNett has thrown his fourth TD pass of the night. It's now 28-0 Panthers over the Knights. Chicks have their hands team out there right now. All the cover guys for Forest Hills Central lined up to the right of the kicker, Shull. Here's the kick. It's low. It bounces around. It's loose. And who's got it? We got a pile up, and it looks like East got it. Caleb Beeney, I think, got it. So the Chicks will have it at the Forest Hills Central 48. The Rangers cannot stop the clock. 1:28 left. So Dan Pohanka should be able to drop on a knee a couple of times, and the Chicks will escape with a win. But, boy, it sure didn't turn out to be an easy one. Corey Westra, three long touchdown runs in the first half. Chandler Smith, an interception return for a score. They were up 27-7 at the half. Forest Hills Central came back with three touchdowns in the second half, but two extra point kicks were blocked, and then a blitz and a sack on the two-point conversion try, and the Chicks are going to hang on and win this one. Pohanka lines up in the gun. I presume he's going to drop on a knee. He takes the snap. He hands it off to Westra. I'm surprised they actually handed it off. And, uh-oh, got a little extracurricular activity going on here between a guy in brown and gold and a guy in green and white. No flags. No gain. Clock running. Forest Hills Central cannot stop the clock. 105, 104, 103 left. Second and 10. For Zeeland East from the Forest Hills Central 48. The Chicks about to go to 4-0 on the season. They line up in the gun. Pohanka with two running backs in the ball game. They'll play Grand Rapids Union next week here. Here's the handoff, and getting snowed under is Westra, and I'm not sure why they're bothering to hand the ball off. Too many things can go wrong when you got a handoff going. 28 seconds left. I don't think they have to run another play. They may choose to run one, but I don't think they have to. Down to 20 seconds. Pohanka returns to the huddle. Down to 10 seconds, and that is going to do it. Zeeland East build up a 27-7 halftime lead, then survive a furious rally in the second half by Forest Hills Central. They win it, and they go to 4-0 on the season. The final, the Chicks 27, the Rangers 25.